Tampa Bay's Morning Crew.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 995, QYK, JR and Kevin, Lana here as well. And we are talking about a job offer I got this weekend randomly. Now, I just put it this way. I love my job here. And it came kind of unexpectedly. Now, here's the backstory. Backstory is I was at a, I don't know if I should say the place. Mm-hmm. It's a beach bar. Yeah. Anyway, I was there. I frequent this place because it's close to my house.
Literally, like, you go there probably
two blocks, couple days.
Or five times a week.
No, that's not true. Like, a couple times a week. Calm down. I don't have a problem. Anyway, but it's always right there. You go watch the sunset at least, you know. Anyway, so I was there one evening, and an altercation broke out. Nothing to do with me, but it was all right next to me and my friends, who some of them are females, and they're about to all get bumped into. And it was like six dudes about to take on one guy. Now, for a good reason, which we won't go into that, but for a good reason. But at the same time, my friends that are bartenders there and whatever, it was going to be a mess for them.
Right.
So I just stepped in because, one, I would never normally do that. But the fact that they were getting closer to us, I was like, oh, someone's going to get something thrown at them or someone's going to get knocked in the, you know, in the crossfire or whatever. So I go, hey, guys, relax. You guys are hanging out. These six guys were on a bachelor party.
Oh, okay? So they were drinking.
Yeah, so the one white guy, also the one guy that was by himself, is just sitting there going, oh, he's the target, all right? Well, he says, well, I didn't mean anything by it, and I didn't even know what happened, but I just knew that these six dudes were about to bounce this guy, like just about to ready, go. And I go, hey, guys, 6-on-1, it's not going to be fun. Calm down. It's all good. Enjoy your bachelor party. Let me buy you guys around. Like, so I'm just trying to defuse the situation because not only are they approaching on me, but they're also going to, like, the bartender, who's my friend, she's like, I don't know what to do. This is crazy. Anyway, so yesterday I'm over there and I'm getting food. And the bouncer comes up to me. He goes, "Hey man, heard what you did last week on the weekend. We need people Saturday and Sunday, 6 to 12.
That's great."
I was like, "What?
That's awesome."
He goes, "Yeah, you know, we need security from 6 to 12 on Saturday and Sundays. Yeah, so please
what
let
are they
me
paying?
Know. I don't know. I didn't ask. I didn't even tell him I had a job. I was like, he's like, so let me know if you want to come in. Just come in, fill out an application." He just kept going on telling me all about it, and I'm sitting there going, "Does he know? I don't want a job."
Yeah, but I mean, hey, listen, bouncing at a beach bar will keep you from drinking, going out, and how much money you save, plus you're making money.
I don't want to do that. I don't want to bounce. I'm not an altercation guy.
No.
Sounds like you are.
Well, I mean, I was protecting somebody else, that's all.
But it sounds like you are really good at diffusing those kinds of situations. Yeah. And everybody,
I do it at work all the time with you, Lana, your temper, as you're running around all mad at everybody. No, but it was just hilarious. I go, what? What's happening right now? I'm being offered a gig at this bar.
That's
in this economy with everything that's going on. I mean, I think that's great news.
Well, I have a job, though. Let's leave that for someone who may be looking for work, is what I'm saying.
If you want to know where the place is, send us a DM.
See, it's a DM. I'll tell you where it is, or just look at my Instagram. You'll notice where I'm at all the time. But I just was like, what? But he came up to me, he's very serious, and he goes, yeah, we need people Saturday, Sunday, 6 to 12.
What? That's flattering.
It was very flattering. I just was very shocked because that's so not up my alley. Usually I'm like, hey, guys, don't worry about it. Hang out here. Let me get a drink, whatever. But they were going to mess this dude up. And I was like, hey, bro, you got to go. Well, first of all, for your own safety. And then I looked at the other guys and go, man, you're on a bachelor party. Enjoy yourself. This isn't going to be fun. 6-on-1. They're like, well, we offered him a 1-on-1. I go, well, that's not the point. You don't need to be doing any of that. So anyway, whatever.
I hope that guy bought you a drink for saving his life.
No, I told him to get out of there. He didn't have time to buy me a drink. I said, go home now. And he realized I go, hey, listen, dude, you can't be doing what you're doing, because what he did was not cool. But I just said, hey, you got to go, bro, because this is not going to be good for you.
No. I don't know, Jerry.
Those dudes over there are not happy, and you're by yourself.
Sounds like you really should consider this second job.
Do you not want to work with me anymore? What's happening right now?
You're so good at it.
Oh, my gosh. Kevin, you enjoy me, right?
I do.
All right. We don't need to break up any fights. My goodness. I'm a non-physical person, for sure. I'm a big wuss, to be honest with you. All right, coming up, this story basically is targeted towards Lana, but all dog lovers will love this. It is a story about someone who camped out in front of an animal shelter to adopt a certain dog. I will tell you how long they did and what the dog, why the dog was so special to them next.
Wow, I feel good.
Oh, yeah. A little feel-good story on your Monday, 99.5 QYK. Now, everybody on this show is a giant dog lover. an animal lover in general. But Lana may be the biggest one. And Lana, you have a feel-good story this morning that I want you to tell people about.
Well, there was a dog that was on Facebook that was dropped off at an adoption center. And what was so special about this dog is that it had a heart shaped on its chest because it's a black dog.
Yeah, the fur.
Yeah, the fur.
Made out this heart impression.
Oh, yes. That's awesome.
I know. Yeah. So this,
that's cool.
So this dog was shared like 27,000 times on Facebook because everybody... like, oh my gosh, I want this dog. It's like a border collie, kind of like Petey is.
Right.
And the deal is when an animal comes to the animal shelter, they have to keep them for 5 days before the animal can be adopted.
Okay.
So this one family, and I was just Googling, you're probably like, why are you on your phone, Lana? This one family drove from Tulsa to Oklahoma.
Oklahoma.
That's the best.
They drove from the state of Oklahoma. You know, Lana, why are you on your phone right there? I hope you're looking at a map of the United States.
Looking to see how far it was. It was a long way. It was like 2.5 hours they drove.
Dang.
Anyway, they drove there 27 hours ahead of time before the shelter even opened. So they sat out in the parking lot.
Like it was a Star Wars movie release or something like that.
Like, you know, they were getting tickets to a Garth Brooks concert or something. But they sat out there for 27 hours before the adoption place opened because it's a first come, first serve.
I'm sorry. I'm all messed up now.
First come, first serve. And they got the dog is what I was trying
to
say.
That's so great.
Lots of love.
They named her Luna.
Luna.
They named her Luna.
Is this clip from them or from the shelter?
I believe it's from them.
Okay, here they are.
I've seen people asking if the dog can be shipped to Australia. I mean, it's just gone all around the world, and I really can't believe that we get the opportunity to, like, actually adopt the dog. And we're very excited. It'll be going to a good home.
Awesome.
Isn't
I love
that, great?
That. It's a great story.
What a great story.
Especially because it happened in that beautiful state of Tulsa.
It's a wonderful place.
I'll tell you what. Hey, Kevin, let me tell you. They drove from Tulsa all the way to Oklahoma.
That's
it's
unreal.
Monday. Leave me alone.
That's awesome. All right, coming up at 7:05. It is Military Monday. We want to honor a military member right here in our community. It's coming up, and it's going to happen right here, not Tulsa, okay? It's local. All right, it is Military Monday today on 99.5 QYK. I want to honor a military member in our community. We have Bonnie on the phone. Good morning, Bonnie.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
We are doing great. So we want to hear about who you are nominating and honoring today.
I'm nominating my father, David Archer. He did 14 and a half years in the Navy, did 3 tours in Vietnam. My oldest son, Edward Holly, did 3 tours in Iraq in the Air Force. My son, Christopher, was in the Army and did a tour in Korea. And my youngest son, Sean Holly, was in the Army.
Wow, you are a strong mom. Yes. I mean, geez, sleepless nights, I'm sure, right?
Lots of them. I'm glad they're all home safe.
How do you do it? What's some? How do you make it through when they leave?
Well, they're all out now, but before you kind of just not. You have to put it out of your mind.
Right.
You just have to think. You know, they're just somewhere in the States. But really, I would tell people, you know, it's just as dangerous over here in the United States as it is anyplace else.
You know, what's interesting, too, is a lot of people forget that what an impact it has on the family. And they're actually serving, too. You know, like you said, your 3 sons and your dad being out and that, you're making big sacrifices as well. So we want to thank you.
Well, I was actually in the Navy for 4 years, so... Yeah. I contributed.
I want to hang out with this family.
I know.
So well accomplished. Well, listen, give your sons all our best. We thank your dad as well for his service. I hope you guys had a great Father's Day, and we appreciate you nominating them.
No problem. And I appreciate all the ones that have served, are serving, and will serve.
All right. God bless you, Bonnie. Appreciate you.
Thank you so much.
Love listening to you guys.
Hey, we appreciate it. Have a great day.
All right.
Well, if you want to nominate someone for Military Monday or First Responder Friday, you can do it. It takes like 2 minutes. Just go to 995QYK.com.
time now for the second date update on 99.5 QYK.
All right, let's kick the week off right here with a brand new 7:15 second date update. It's JR, Kevin, Alana here as well. Hopefully trying to create love.
Yes.
Why not? After a great Father's Day weekend?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let's see if we can make it happen. All right, today we got Curtis on the phone. He reached out to us via email, and he needs some help with a girl named Natalie that he went on a date with. Good morning, Curtis.
Hi, thanks for having me on, guys. How you doing?
Good. Glad to have you on, man. Appreciate you reaching out. So tell us about Natalie. How'd you guys meet? What's going on now?
Well, we met through some friends. My buddy actually knows her sister, so I've known her for a little bit on Facebook, but that's how we kind of got hooked up. And, I mean, it was immediately kind of clicked because we knew so many people. It was kind of weird that we had never met before, but, yeah, that's how we met. I thought we kind of clicked immediately. We went to a restaurant called Salt Rock.
That's nice.
That's a lot of spot right there.
Yes. Okay. So the date went great. She really laid back. She was cool. I don't really know what happened, to be honest. The date ended amicably, you know, and I tried texting her to set up another date. At the time, she said, yeah, call me. But now she's not answering my text. She's not calling me back. So I don't know what's going on right now.
Well, let's think back to the date. Let's talk about the date. How do you feel like things went? Like, in person, was there any awkward moments? Was there anything out of the ordinary? Anything at all?
No, she's a great conversationalist. I mean, it was a very... We already kind of knew each other because we've been messaging back and forth, but it was... Conversation was flowing. We were talking good. There was nothing, like, political that we were talking about or anything like that. So, I really don't know why she's not calling me back.
Well, plus, and if you took her to Salt Rock, I mean, it's just a great restaurant to eat. The food is good. So, I'm sure you had a great experience.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Yeah, and it's an intimate place, too. So, I mean, it wasn't really loud. We could talk to each other. It was a good date.
Thanks. All right, well, let's do this. We're going to try to get a hold of Natalie for you. Can you hang on for us, Curtis?
Yeah, for sure.
All right, hang on. Well, we're trying to have out Curtis today on the 7:15 second date updates. JR and Kevin, Alana here as well on 99.5 QYK. All right, so Curtis took his date to Salt Rock, which I haven't been there yet, but you said it's a great place,
It's a great place to eat.
Yep.
All right, so it seems like the place was on point. It seems like their conversation went well. They have mutual friends, which if they're being set up by mutual friends, I feel like that's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
But now he has not heard back from her and is kind of confused what's going on, obviously. So we're going to try to call Natalie right now and see if we can get some answers.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Is this Natalie?
Yes, who's this?
Hey, Natalie, this is JR from Tampa Bay's Morning Crew at 99.5 QYK.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
That's a proper response right there. Be very hesitant. Hey, we wanted to see if we could talk to you for a second on the air, actually, about a date you recently went on. Just a couple minutes of your time. I want to ask you a couple questions, not trying to embarrass you.
Okay.
All right, cool. We want to actually ask you about Curtis. Told us that you guys met through some mutual friends. You guys went to Salt Rock. He thought things went really, really well, and he's excited to maybe see you again, but he hasn't heard anything from you since your first date. So is there a reason for that? Have you just been busy? What's going on?
Yeah, of course there's a reason for it. our first date was nice, but he decided to bring his 12-year-old daughter along for our entire date.
Oh, boy.
It's just very strange.
He didn't tell you?
And no.
Did you know that he had kids?
He was adorable. I knew that, actually. But, I mean, I don't think it was appropriate to meet her date one.
No.
So I kind of just made the most of it. But I thought it was very weird and very off-putting to me. And, I just wasn't interested.
Wow. So no notice whatsoever. You're sitting there, or waiting for him to show up. He shows up and has his 12-year-old daughter with him.
Yeah.
Wow.
Very awkward.
That is.
Well, yeah. Plus it kind of, a little bit of character about the guy. Like, what guy is just going to put his daughter in front of a random chick,
Well, I mean,
I know they knew each other.
Right. But it's early on to meet kids. I mean, you don't do that maybe on the first date. How was your interaction with the daughter?
She was adorable. He actually had a call that he had to take, so it was just like it was just her and I for like 20 minutes, and she was so nice. But I've never been on a first date with someone's daughter.
So you didn't end up turning into a babysitter as you're watching his kid?
I kind of felt like I was, yeah.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, that would be a lot.
That would be a lot.
Well, listen, we didn't know that part of it, obviously.
No. That was all left out.
Yeah, Curtis. Curtis is on the phone with us. I want to bring him back on real quick. Hang on for me, Natalie. Curtis?
Yeah, sorry. I didn't think it was a big deal to mention that my daughter came along. Like, I thought that was it was kind of like a nice little family moment. Is it,
what?
Is it a big
family
deal that she came?
No, you got a family together.
Well, I mean, I couldn't find a sitter. It's like I didn't want to cancel on the date. I thought that would have been more rude. So is it really that big of a deal that she came along?
What about throwing her a text on the way there and letting her know the situation?
Thank you.
I guess, yeah, I don't know. Natalie, I mean, I thought you knew that I was close with my kids. Like, I'm not afraid to spend time with them like that. So I didn't think it was that big of a deal to bring her along.
I'm not saying it's not good to be close with your children. I'm not saying that at all. It was weird. I think a lot of people would agree with that.
What about the 20-minute phone call you took? You just kind of left her with?
Yeah, I had a call from work. I had to take it. Like, what was I supposed to do? It's literally my boss calling me. I can't send him the voicemail.
Yeah, but you left your daughter with somebody you really don't know.
I mean, I had my eyes literally through the window. I was watching. I could see what was going on. You guys are acting like this is a bad parenting move, but it's like I had no other choice. What was I going to do?
I don't know if it's a bad parenting move. I'll leave that. I don't have kids. So, Kevin, is that a bad parenting move?
I won't
make you pass judgment. I won't make you pass judgment. I'd rather not. But I do think it's a bad dating move.
Yes.
I mean, you don't understand how that could make someone feel really uncomfortable really quickly.
I guess, but I mean, it's like you're going to meet her sooner or later. It's like, why not get it over with right off the bat?
It just didn't feel right. I thought it was weird. And, you know, the fact that you didn't tell me is what bothered me the most. And I mean, it's pretty simple. If I was interested, I would have called you back. I'm sorry.
I honestly didn't think it was, you know, worth not calling me back over. I mean, my daughter's a part of my life. You're going to have to meet her eventually. I didn't think it was something that I would mandatorily have to, you know, announce every time she comes along with me, that I have to tell everyone, hey, my daughter's coming along too. But I really don't see it as like a big deal.
And that's exactly why I'm not interested. And that's fine.
All right. So I would usually ask you right now, Natalie, if you're willing to look past this and going on another date, but you just said you're not interested, right?
Yeah, I mean, you didn't even say, oh, wow, I understand where you're coming from. Like, we just obviously think differently. There's nothing wrong with that, and I wish you the best.
You know, and Curtis, maybe you could learn a little bit from this, because as a single dad, I mean, this is kind of something that you really should bring up on future dates. Hey, and I know people understand, hey, I can't get a sitter.
Right.
I kind of in a bind right now. Would you mind, you know, getting some dinner and my daughter can come along?
And it'd probably tell you a lot about Natalie, too. Like, if she was, like, cool with it or if she wasn't cool with it.
Right.
You kind of get a feel right out the gate, but...
I mean, I would have politely said to you, hey, like, I understand if you have to cancel, like, let me know when you're free, and that's fine.
Yeah, I guess you're right, but I just don't feel like I have to explain myself when I'm bringing my daughter along. So,
right.
I mean, I'm not trying to, you know, be upset or anything, but it just, like, I don't see eye to eye with that at all.
All right.
Yeah, but a dating is adult time, though, Curtis.
I understand what you're saying, but unless you have kids, you really don't know what you're talking about.
Let's not go there with Lana. Let's not go there with Lana.
No.
Well, here's the deal. The bottom line is Natalie is not willing to go on another date. Curtis, now you have an answer of why she wasn't getting back to you. I'm sorry that it's not the answer you wanted to hear. I wish you luck in your dating life. And Natalie, thanks for coming on with us this morning as well.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
That's fine. Okay.
Wow. Okay. Thanks, guys. I mean,
I don't blame her.
That's a lot.
That's a lot on a first date.
Not only for her thing, but also him putting his daughter out there as far as like, hey, I want you to meet this girl that I'm going on a first date with.
Yeah, I'm not. I don't think that was appropriate at all.
That was a lot.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK, JR and Kevin here, Lana as well. And we're talking about our 7:15 second date update between Curtis and Natalie. So Curtis showed up to the date with his 12-year-old daughter. Now, this is a first date, And Natalie did not know that she was coming, just kind of sat there like, what is happening right now? And then he took a 20-minute phone call for work, he said, and Natalie was sitting there kind of entertaining the daughter. And she said, the daughter is super sweet, but I just kind of was like, what's happening? He hasn't even acknowledged the fact that he brought his daughter on a first date. Getting your reactions right now. Andy's on the Skyway right now. Andy, what do you think?
He was absolutely in the wrong, not to mention everything.
Yeah, what would your response be if you went on a date and a woman brought her kid with her?
I met my stepson on my wife and mine's first date.
Oh, you did?
But we were on the date. We were at a party with a bunch of other people, you know, mutual friends, and her mother was supposed to be watching her son, and her mother's car broke down.
Okay.
So her mother could not go pick up her son from the sitter, and the sitter had no way to go get her. So I volunteered. I'm a mechanic. I know how to work on cars, and since her mother's car was broke down, I said, look, why don't I just go over and we'll pick up your son. We'll go look at your mother's car. If it needs the tow truck, fine. You know, and then when I got the car going, they went on their separate way.
Look at you, man. That was a first impression right there.
But that was a situation that she had no way out of.
Right, I hear you.
And once we got past that, we went back on our date. The son went with the grandmother and went on their way.
Yeah, and that was a situation you were kind of forced into. But yeah, he had the option of leaving his daughter, with somebody or whatnot, and he decided to bring her on the date or reschedule. He could have rescheduled too.
At least calling and saying, "Hey, there's something come up."
Right, exactly. Hey, I appreciate you calling, Andy. Have a great day.
All right, you too.
Bye bye. QYK, Donna and Brandon, what do you think about this 7:15 second date update?
I think that he's contradicting himself. First, he said he didn't have a babysitter. Then he turns around and says, what's the big deal? It wasn't the big deal of him taking care of his daughter. The big deal was that even when said to him, you know, all you had to do was let me know that you didn't have a babysitter and we could have rescheduled this. And
right.
He just still blew that off. And to bring a 12-year-old on a first date, you don't do it, whether you're the woman or the man.
Right.
It's not good for the child. It's not good for the other person. You're trying to get to know each other.
And
you're not trying to have your daughter see, oh, is she a good mother for you?
Yeah, you know, I think you're right. And I also thought about this, too, is I don't ever think he comprehended the fact that this was not a good idea.
No. And his thing was, first, I don't have a babysitter. And then it is, what's the big deal? The big deal is we're not talking about your parenting or your child. We're talking about you were going out on a date to meet someone.
Right.
So I think he was just twisting the whole thing around.
Yeah.
He hangs out with his 12-year-old kid. That's fine. If somebody met you with a child, that's different. But that was not the circumstance.
All right, Donna. Thanks for calling. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, strange. No communication, which is not a good start to a relationship at all.
Well, hopefully this will teach, I mean, I don't mean to teach a lesson, but just to maybe enlighten him and say, hey, maybe next time, probably shouldn't do that.
Yeah, interesting. All right, hopefully people's feedback, too, help them out. If you missed it, it'll be at 995QYK.com. That is our 7:15 second date update. Bill's in Hudson, Florida right now. It's 995QYK. We're playing a game called Brooks Cooks. Now, Trisha Yearwood is an accomplished cook. She is fantastic. But also, we know Garth Brooks is an accomplished musician, has lots of number one hits. So he knows the recipe to a great hit. Now, he's doing his drive-in concert up in Claremont and Ocala. So we want to get you into this, okay?
Awesome.
All right, so what we're going to do is we're going to give you clues and the ingredients that went into some of these big songs, and then you got to tell us which Garth Brooks song that is. That make sense?
Makes sense to me.
All right, here we go, Phil.
All right, in this song, we're going to sprinkle in a little bit of Black Tie.
Mmm, delicious.
We're going to put in a little bit of Oasis.
Oh, yeah.
Some blues, whiskey, and I think I'm going to put in a dash of Ivory Tower. What song is this?
We're going to go with Friends in Low Places.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well done, sir. Well done. All right. We're going to get 2 out of 3. All right. Here's the next recipe of a Garth Brooks song for Brooks Cooks.
All right. In this recipe, we've got a little bit of radio. We've got a little bit of honky tonk. A little bit of dancing. There's a pickup truck and a clock in this song. A clock in the song. And then last not least, we're going to throw in Roosters Crowing.
Oh, Lordy. I got this one.
I got this one. He's Googling.
No, I'm not. I'm actually walking into work. I'm trying to get to the chorus. I'm singing the song in my head.
It's
Ain't Going Down Till the Sun Comes Up.
Ain't going down till the sun comes up. Ain't giving in till they get enough. Go around the world in a pickup truck. Ain't going down till the sun comes up.
I gotta be honest with you, Phil. You're a guy that deserves to go to this drive-in concert for Garth Brooks, and you are going. Congratulations.
Woo-hoo. Awesome. That is great news.
It's gonna be a great time, man, and we are so happy you're going. Hang on for us.
Thank you.
Well, that's how you play it. It's called Brooks Cooks. That was good, Lana.
I know.
Those are some great recipes.
I think we should do it again tomorrow. It's 7:40. Right. Let's do it.
Let's play a Garth song right now, too. It's 995 QYK.
Now, it's time for Tampa Bay's Morning Cruise Music Minute on 99.5 QYK.
All right, don't forget to wrap up your workday today with a 4 o'clock mini concert from our friends Preston and Chris from Locash. They're
love
taking
those
over
guys.
Our radio station today, so that is going to be a fun way to kind of get through your Monday. All right, Jake Owen over the weekend posted the most adorable clip of himself singing with his 7-year-old daughter, Pearl. It's a rendition of Girl on Fire by Alicia Keys, and he captioned it, "This Pearl is on Fire."
I love that.
I mean, come on. That is adorable. If you want to see that, it's up at 995QIK.com. And, of course, for Father's Day, Kane Brown celebrated his first with his daughter, Kingsley, in a very powerful musical tribute. Take a listen to this. It's his song, For My Daughter.
They say dads are supposed to shape you in a way I guess mine did. I knew what I would do if I ever had. They say history repeats itself. Well, I guess that's up to me. Say I grew up without a dad. I'm gonna be the best one I can be.
Okay. I'm gonna cry now. Oh, this is so sad. Again, that is also up at 995QIK.com. All right, Rascal Flatts, they're celebrating their 20th anniversary this year, and that's the theme of the lyric video for their new song, How They Remember You. The band said, 2020 is still an important year for us as a band and a milestone we want to celebrate with our fans. So please stay tuned for some fun surprises coming your way soon.
Because they said they're not going to reschedule the farewell tour,
no.
But come on now. It's got to be something they're doing.
I mean, this is their 20th anniversary.
Yeah. They should just do a special, just them, and just their full concert online or whatever. Just do it.
I think you called it last week. Vegas. I bet you they're going to Vegas.
They've done it before.
Yeah.
They go out there and they hang out with Ron White, they told me. Gary told me, he's like, yeah, we just hang out with Ron White after the shows. It's wild because the guy's crazy.
That'd be kind of fun.
I know.
All right, and don't forget, we've got our very first concert coming up this Friday night at the Dallas Bowl.
Redneck girl likes to cruise in daddy's pickup truck.
How excited are you, finally,
yeah, a concert? Oddly enough, that was actually Kevin's wedding song. So it was very exciting that he had a good time. I thought it was a good choice, Kev.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Got everybody out on the dance floor.
Oh, everybody was rocking that night.
All right, caller number 9 right now. We're going to take you. You can grab some tickets and go to the show. 800-992-1099.
That's how it works, Lana. Caller 9 right now. 800-992-1099. It's Monday. Don't worry about it, girl. We got you. We're going to talk about something pretty funny right now. I love how people come up in colleges, they come up with these studies, and you read about them, and they do a lot of them for, like, their thesis or whatever. Well, it's something that women find men less attractive when they do this certain thing. Mm. You want to try to guess? And it's nothing. That has nothing to do with bodily functions. I'll just say that.
Okay.
I feel like that's going to be your first guess.
Knowing
you, Lana. Is there anything you can think of that might be?
I mean, I would say...
when they do this, less attractive.
When they paint their...
Oh, you know what? You don't like a guy that has a shirt off.
Yeah, I mean, it's not that.
When a guy's
like
walking
just,
around, you think that's weird?
Just, yeah, I think it's
yeah,
weird.
Yeah, like, don't just walk around the house with no shirt on.
Yeah.
Okay, that's not it. All right. They showed women 700 photos, okay? And these men, one was with them just by themselves. Another was with them holding a cat. And they said they found men less attractive when holding a cat.
Yes. I agree with that.
Why?
Because I dated a guy that was obsessed with his cat, and it was weird. Because I also, too, had cats. I love cats.
Right.
But it was,
You had cats?
I did.
You don't seem like a cat lady to me.
Well, I had two, like, 20 years ago.
All right, well, go on.
But anyway, so, yeah, I dated a guy that had a cat, and the cat would sleep with them, and then the litter box was in the bathroom, and you know how clean men are. There was litter all over the bathroom, and it was never cleaned out. So, yeah, I don't.
Less attractive. Are you a cat guy, by the way?
I had a cat. Our family had a cat when I was in high school, but right. I haven't had one since. They don't bother me.
A family having a cat versus a single man having a cat.
That's what this was.
That's a little different, Kevin. Yeah.
They sound them less dateable because they look less masculine.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's true, do you? I mean, honestly, I lived with a girl that had a cat, and it took everything. I had to be on guard from this cat all the time because it would attack you. Now, I know not all cats are like this, but you'd be like, it would come up next to you and just like, go against your leg and rub against your leg and all of a sudden bite you. So it was not even.
Jeez.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't my cat, but I'm saying as far as the masculine part, I felt like I was on guard at all times. I felt like I was going to have to fight to the death at any point.
Now, I do have a rebuttal, though. I have a friend.
Well, we don't have time for that, Lana. We have to go to go ahead.
No, because I have a friend who has a cat, but it's an outdoor cat. And this cat never comes inside the house. It's like his outdoor cat. It stays outside and it, you know, kills birds and mice and all that kind of stuff and brings them up to the door. And it's a really cool cat.
It's a soldier.
Yeah, it's like a soldier and it runs up trees and stuff like that.
It protects the house.
That's cool.
So the cat has to be kind of a bad A.
Yeah, outside.
Outside.
Yeah. All right. Protecting the grounds. Not inside pooping in the bathroom with cat litter everywhere.
Maybe you should just get a mountain lion. Maybe that would be a little bit better for you.
Yeah.
All right, coming up, we got a feel-good story for you about a pastor right here in St. Pete and what he did to celebrate his birthday, but it was all about others. I'll tell you next. We really need a camera in this studio, Lana.
No.
Some of the stories you say off the air are amazing. 995 QIK. Time for a feel-good story. I love this story. It's right here in St. Pete. Now, it's called the Dream Center, and it was started by a gentleman who's a pastor named Bill Lusasso. Hopefully, I'm pronouncing that correctly. And what he did is he bought an ice cream truck for his 73rd birthday. Pro move. Love that. I love that you bought an ice cream truck for yourself.
Right.
But you would think it's for him? No, 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 no. What he did was he teamed up with this owner and he said, I want to buy all the ice cream today, and I want to go around and just spread some cheer by giving out free ice cream.
Oh, that is such a great thing to do. Give back on your birthday.
I love that. You know, just recognizing things going on in the world and saying, you know what? This will be fun.
And who doesn't love free ice cream?
Come on now. Ice cream, you scream. You know this. Anyway, so you just said, yeah, you know, I just thought it was really cool. And the guy that owned the truck goes, I was amazed. The truck owner's name is Melvin Hillman. He said the amazement of people and watching them saying, I thank God I'm here to be a part of it. We have more people like him in the world. We need more people like him in the world. And it definitely would be a better world. I love that.
Hey, Kevin, do we still have our ice cream truck?
No, that was sold.
What? I haven't seen it.
Yeah, it was sold.
Is it back there?
Our boss sold it. I'm not joking.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
oh.
He goes, yeah, right now. When I first started working here, he told me, he goes, yeah, I got an ice cream truck on the market right now. I go, what? What's happening? Where am I working? Anyway, but yeah, they sold it.
Oh.
Anyway, but hey, thank you.
We should get ours running and go give out some free ice cream.
Way to steal the joy from the story, Lana. Yeah. Wait, bring us down. I mean, we're talking about Pastor Bill here.
I'm inspired.
Oh, you're inspired?
Pastor Bill is inspiring me. I want to go get a free ice cream. We had a truck, but apparently we got a good deal on it.
Yeah, maybe this is the one that this guy was in.
Could be.
Who knows? We're not going to take the credit for it, but maybe. But anyway, he's over at the Dream Center, and he did this. And I thought that was really cool for his 73rd birthday. Hey, happy birthday, by the way, Bill. We got Lana. She's going to bring some ice cream over in her Jeep, and it'll be all good, all right? It's 995 QIK. 995 QIK. All right, trending in Tampa Bay right now, 99.5 QYK. We go live 6 feet away from me because we are practicing social distancing.
That's right.
Veteran radio personality CMA award winner, Kevin, take it away, buddy.
All right, thank you so much. The Major League Baseball Players Association was set to vote and decline Commissioner Rob Manfred's offer of a 60-game season, but the vote never happened. Manfred sent an email to the union head, Tony Clark, stating that if fewer than the agreed-upon number of games are played this year, then changes for the 2021 season would be voided. Players want 70 games, and they want $275 million more than teams are offering. They are worried that if a resurgence of the coronavirus causes the season to be cut short, the deal being negotiated would lock in innovations for the 2021 season and lessen the union's bargaining power. It's a lot of mumbo-jumbo and jargon stuff. Probably stuff you don't know of, but this is not good news. Yeah. They still can't come to an agreement. So July 19th was the date set for the baseball season to start, but they can't even decide on how many games and money. And so it's crazy all around.
And it just shows you that it's all about business.
Of course,
it's all about business. It's
but
crazy.
50 games is still great.
Yeah, I mean, we as a consumer, of course, would take anything right now. But from a monetary standpoint for these owners, it doesn't make sense for them because they know they're not going to have income for fans and whatnot. But they make their money off TV deals. That's their big. That's what I don't understand. They make the big money off the TV deals.
They're going to get more viewers than ever now. So
I probably watch baseball.
They can sell ads at a probably higher price because they're going to have more people watching.
Yeah.
So that's the news on baseball. More baseball news. This local, the New York Yankees, will not use Steinbrenner Field in Tampa for spring training. Well, summer training, I guess they would say. Mm. Instead, they will be in New York. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo said on Twitter, as we wait on a decision from the MLB on the baseball season, I'm excited to announce that the Yankees and the Mets will resume their training here in New York for the first time in years. New York will review the team's plans to make sure the trainings are safe. The Mets have their spring training in Port St. Lucie. So we're losing the Yankees and the Mets from Florida for spring training whenever that happens. Walt Disney World will begin reopening some of its hotels today after closing in March. They will begin to reopen select Disney Vacation Club resorts and Disney's Fort Wilderness Resort and Campground. There are new increased safety measures, which include all guests under 2 and older will be required to wear face masks in all public areas throughout the Disney hotels, with the exception of when guests are swimming or dining. That'd be interesting. Guests are encouraged to use the online check-in to help with social distancing. Inside the rooms, cleaning standards have been expanded, and Disney highly encourages guests to use cashless or contactless forms of payment, including Magic Bands. And finally, Busch Gardens Tampa Bay welcomed a baby giraffe into the world on Friday. The male calf was born to be a 14-year-old reticulated giraffe. Reticulated giraffes are an endangered species with only 15,000 remaining in their naturally occurring environment. By the way, yesterday was World Giraffe Day, and it is held each year on June 21st to celebrate the giraffe and highlight conservation efforts for their populations in the wild.
So, Lana and I actually went and celebrated yesterday for Giraffe Day. We had a bunch of long necks.
Hey! And that's what's trending in Tampa Bay. This one's in the books. Yes, sir.
Veteran radio personality, CMA award winner, Kevin, and a dad joke for you, too. 995 QIK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.